The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
My friends, Thanksgiving is a big deal and has been in the United States. We date it back to the Pilgrims. Then we date it back to George Washington, and then we date it back to Abraham Lincoln, and then we date it back to Franklin D. Roosevelt. And they're all true. They're all true. But it was Lincoln who really established it as a national recurring holiday, as a yearly event. And I'd like, there was a day of general Thanksgiving proclaimed by George Washington, but that was In the year, as he put it, the year of our Lord, 1789. Can you imagine if a president signed a... When did they stop the year of our Lord in presidential proclamations? I'd love to know. I would really love to know when that ended. This is what George Washington wrote. And when you think about it, it's so different from the tenor of our age. This is the proclamation by George Washington, the third day of October, 1789. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me, quote, to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Wow, have we come a long way where for a president to even say such a thing or for Congress to make such a proclamation that we have a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God? Well, I don't mind that there are, well, I'm sad, but I don't resent that there are many atheist Americans, there are many secular Americans, but I do resent those who rewrite our history and tell us that we were founded to be a secular society. That is not true. And truth is everything. It's the basis of a decent society. You can't build a society of any goodness on lies. We were founded to be a religious society with a secular government. And even secular government is not fully true if indeed would do you believe that George Washington violated the Constitution, which had just been enacted? Do you believe that he went against the American value system, as you understand it, by making this proclamation? Were there not people in his time who didn't believe in an almighty God? Of course there were. But he lived in a better age in that regard. It was a worst age in certain regards, obviously. But we are throwing the baby out with the bathwater when we throw out the good along with the bad. The bad was, of course, slavery. obviously. But the good was a society that abolished slavery. The good was a society that could make a proclamation like this that was better for America. A terrible pincer movement has served to destroy our holy days. And remember, holiday comes from the word holy day. Holiday is merely a contraction of holy day. Christmas was, and to many, is a holy American day. Not just Christian day, it's a holy American day. It's a national holiday. And Thanksgiving is a holy day. Washington's birthday was a holy day. Lincoln's birthday was a holy day. These are traditional holy days in the American calendar. I can't say that Labor Day is a holy day. I mean, it's a holiday. But if it's to honor labor, then I have no issue with it. And they broadcast on Labor Day. It's one of the most fun shows of the year. People calling in and say what they do for a living, and it's unbelievable. Unbelievable, the amount of differentiation. And it's the strength of America, all these independent workers, as it were. And so we have a number. Martin Luther King Day is a holy day in the sense that Lincoln and Washington's birthday. It's odd that he is the only person that we honor with a holiday in the United States. I believe he deserves it. At the same time, I believe that Washington and Lincoln do too. And then on the other side, we have these big businesses that are opening today. And I beg people not to shop today. I know that it's to no avail, but I have to say it anyway. I have to believe that the country having a day to say thanks is more important than what hour you get a big screen TV. But it isn't. For many, it isn't. So it's a loss. It is truly a loss. And will Thanksgiving just end up like any other day, except for government offices and schools not being open? It could be. It's such a beautiful idea to say thanks. And I ask you at your Thanksgiving dinner to say thank you. Some will be able to thank God. Some will feel funny about doing it, and some are opposed to it. But who could be against saying thank you? And a sincere thank you. That's the purpose of the day. People suffered in 1789 when George Washington made this, and yet they thought it was correct that the United States of America proclaim a national day of general thanksgiving. Let me read to you one more paragraph from the proclamation. And also, that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him, and of course the H is capitalized, to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as those who have shown kindness unto us, and to bless them with good governments, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue. Wow. Can you imagine that being said today by a president of the United States? That we make a prayer to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue? And the increase of science among them and us. Isn't that beautiful? Increase good religion and science. There, of course, is no conflict. There's only a conflict between those who believe in science as the answer to all questions, then, yes, you're right. Then there is a conflict. Science is science. Religion is religion. They have every reason to live in peace. Science is value-free. Science does not tell you what is wise. Science does not tell you what is good. Science does not tell you how to live your life. Silence is as amoral as the chair I am sitting in. And generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Given under my hand at the city of New York, the third day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1789. I am a Jew and I have no problem with the year of our Lord. America's Christianity was a unique experiment in having a religious people open and tolerant of everybody else. And when we lose that, we all lose, whatever our faith or non-faith. The Christian bases of this country have been a blessing to all of its citizens, not least of whom I include myself and the group that I am a member of religiously called Jews, who have had it nowhere as good as in the United States of America. Why would any Jew want to see that undone? That's the question that I would like to pose. Among many other questions on this Thanksgiving Day, the prayer that was said in our country in schools was Almighty God, Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon thee and beg thy blessings upon us, our teachers, and our country. This was found unconstitutional by the Supreme Court in 1962, and that began the deconstruction of the United States. When I read to you Lincoln, you will see it's not just Washington. Abraham Lincoln made a beautiful, beautiful statement. His proclaiming a day of Thanksgiving to be annually observed. Washington, D.C., October 3rd, 1863. And it's so beautiful. And again, he uses Almighty God as well. Almighty God was just the way in which Americans spoke. The year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. Yep, I wasn't around, but I miss it.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.